Coming up this weekend, the Walk for Autism Awareness, Gray Bruce, will be taking place on Sunday from 11 to 1 at Saugeen District Secondary School in Port Elgin. To talk more about the event, Eileen Gruberbauer joins us on the phone. She is a parent with a child with autism. She's also one of the parents that are helping to organize this event. It's great to have you here, Eileen. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about the Walk for Autism Awareness that's happening on Sunday. Tell us what the event is all about and what the goal is for this Sunday.
So on Sunday, we are meeting at the Port Elgin High School, the Saugeen District Secondary School, from 11 till 1. And the goal of the walk this weekend is not only to bring awareness to autism, but to also raise some funds for activities and recreational-based programs for kids of all ages to participate in Gray Bruce County, so we don't have to drive to the city.
And if people are hoping to participate this week, if they're hoping to walk, how do they get signed up to do so, and how would they start raising pledges?
So there's we have a Facebook event page, which was posted from Autism Ontario. There's a link in that event that brings you to Autism Ontario where you can donate. We're not really having people sign up. We're just asking people to come to the high school between 11 and 1, and they can walk around the track just to, like I said, bring awareness to the event. It's our first annual event, so hopefully we get lots of interest this year, and then next year we can just keep building on it.
We'll post the links for the event up on our Facebook page at shorelineclassicsfm.com as well. So for anyone that might have missed any of the information, you'll be able to easily find it today. And for those that maybe want to help out and support Autism Ontario and the programs that are offered, but they're not able to go to the walk on Sunday, what options do they have to be a supporter, either by financial donation or potentially by volunteering?
Reach out to Autism Ontario, www.autismontario.com. There'll be links there if you are interested in volunteering. They'll walk you through it there. And they also take donations on the website.
And is there anything else that we need to know for Sunday leading up to the event? Anything else that you'd like people to keep in mind?
I really hope that we get lots of support and lots of people coming. As a mom with a young kid with autism, we are always looking for ways to spend our time with other folks like ourselves and just start to build a community so that we can support our kids just to live the best lives they can. If you have a business or if you offer a service that you think would be great for an afternoon or any sort of, you know, weekly activity for kids with autism that would be inclusive and sensory based, you know, these kids are just excited to participate and are open to new experiences just like anyone else. So I'm just really excited to see kind of what this region can help can do for our kids.
All right. If you're somewhat a business, an individual, and you want to make a difference in supporting Autism Ontario, we will post the link and all of the information so that you can easily get in touch and find out more. Otherwise, the event this Sunday, again, the Walk for Autism Awareness Gray Bruce is happening from 11 to 1 at Saugeen District Secondary School. So make sure that you go and attend the event this weekend. We'll post the links and everything up online so that people can easily find it. But Eileen, thank you so much for talking to us today about such an important event, and we will definitely be talking to you again in the future as more and more events come up.
Thank you so much.